Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. A key element in how to plan for sustainability action is found in the emergence of the concept of the bioregion, an area not defined by political boundaries but by ecological systems. When we talk about watersheds, for example, we are describing the entirety of what lives there, plants, animals, people, all interacting in a complex reaction to natural and social activities from within and from without that must be included in a comprehensive understanding of operation, adaptation, and societal response for such a system to endure and flourish. Scientists organize bioregions by analyzing 14 major biome types, deserts, mountains, grasslands, forests, tundra, etc., and have mapped some 185 such areas, and then further organize these into realms, broad divisions of the Earth's surface, such as subarctic America, North America, Western Eurasia, Afrotropics, Oceania, and Antarctica, among others. Descending deeper, further distinctions are created between terrestrial, freshwater, and marine, and then all this observation coordinated and mapped as a profile of the natural world around us. But there are other perspectives that can be brought to bear. Investment bioregions, for example, another superimposition of financial data and analyses that relate natural capital to human capital to market capital. We've spoken often on World Ocean Radio of externalities, costs, and consequences that are not included in our present-day plans, permits, and estimates of true cost and negative consequence. Bioregional thinking applied to development raises and demands mitigation of consequence in advance, integrating human influence and social patterns, and moderating conflict and relieving foreseeable problems before they happen. When I look at the bioregional maps, I notice that they only extend from the land into the sea to the extent of each nation's exclusive economic zone. What becomes clear is that almost 70% of the surface of the planet is ocean and is not included, or at least left out, of the bioregional vision. Marine protected areas are the maritime answer to this irony. Vast areas of ocean designated and protected from destructive behaviors, but as they are sponsored and validated by national governments, they remain still inside the terrestrial field of interest and control. Such areas are great examples of bioregional practice, but according to the Pew Trust and the UN World Database for Marine Protected Areas, while there are some 15,000 MPAs worldwide protecting more than 10 million square miles of ocean, that represents only 7.5% of the entire ocean area, leaving the rest, 82.5% of the most vital bioregion on Earth, unaddressed and vulnerable. Let's think for a minute about that ocean, beginning at the surface of the sea. And let's imagine the water column descending down through thousands of species in their dynamic habitat down to the floor, an average depth of more than 12,000 feet, to a place without light where still creatures live in a biotic complexity so different and yet so similar to the land. In each marine bioregion, located in all those realms, there is comparable life, in truth, incomparable life, in that what is found there survives in an entirely different biome called the abyssal plain. The plants and animals and conditions there are unlike anywhere else on Earth. It is a world so old, and because we are now suddenly aware, so new to our science and our understanding. We become aware of creatures never seen before, of microscopic entities that behave like no other, of knowledge not yet released into the academic journals, aquaria, and public awareness. Images of observations there are breathtaking, bizarre, unique, alive in the dark, without oxygen. It is the most beautiful bioregion of them all, primarily as we've not yet despoiled it. Everything we are doing on land, whether or not informed by a bioregional or sustainability perspective, is now a reaction to what we have done there historically. Not so in the deep sea. Let's call this region mystery. Is it possible we can just imagine it's there, be grateful, and leave this ocean place alone? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network. for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.